Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Chav Zayin. We're starting at the very top of the Yomid with a new Mishnah. Not totally new, because we already learned this Mishnah yesterday, but nevertheless, a brand new Mishnah. Kol Yoyim Yiyu Beinecha Kachadoshim. Zok the Mishnah. Nishba Levatel Es HaMitzvah V'loy Bitel. Person made a shvua that he's going to be Mavatel a mitzvah. For instance, he's not going to go and sit in the sukkah on sukkahs. He's not going to eat matzahs on Pesach. And he made such a shvua. And guess what happened? V'loy bitel and Baruch Hashem, at the end, he was Mekayim Sukkos. And he was Mekayim Matzis. But the problem is, he made a full shvur. He said, I'm going to be Mevatel the mitzvah. He was not Mevatel. I would think, oh, for sure, this person should have to bring, especially with a helem, he should have to bring a carbon oil of the yodin. Says the Mishnah, no, he's potter. This is not considered to be a shvur. He does not have to bring a carbon oil of the yodin. And similarly, Lekayim v'lekiyim, he made a shvur that he will eat matzahs on Pesach. He will go into the sukkah. V'lekiyim, and unfortunately he was not Mekayim. He did not eat those matzahs on Seder night. He did not go into the sukkah. He's potter. Potter means he's potter on the shvur. He does not have to bring a carbon oil of the yodid. Of course, he will have other problems to deal with the Bezdin Shomala, that he didn't go and eat matzis of the Seder, and he didn't sit in the sukkah. But at least vis-a-vis the carbon of oil of Yodid, he is potter. Now, why is he potter? We already discussed this a little bit yesterday. We're going to discuss this in much greater detail today in Yetz Hashem. Now, the Tanna Kamma says, Shehoye Bedin, if you think through this logically, L'choyra on the second one, on L'kayim V'l'kayim, one would say Sheikhaiv, he should be Chayiv, Kidivir Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Because as we'll see in a moment, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says that Madach, that you are Chayiv on a Shvua relating to a Dvar Horishus, meaning something which has no halachic mandatory nature, you're Chayiv, then certainly something where the Torah mandates it, I would certainly think you're Chayiv. Like the Mishnah explains, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Ma im Horishus, She'enei Mujba Ola Mehar Sinai. A shvua that is on something that has nothing to do with Har Sinai. For instance, okay, we're going to say today's Rosh Chodesh, so let me not talk about Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow, Thursday morning, he's going to go and make a shvua that today I'm going to go and eat. Or for that matter, he's going to say tomorrow I am not going to go and eat. The Torah doesn't relate to that. I mean, the Torah doesn't say you should eat tomorrow on Beis Sivan or not eat tomorrow on Beis Sivan on a regular Thursday. The Torah doesn't address that. Nevertheless, were he to make such a shvua, and were he to violate it, behelim, then hariyu chayiv alav, he has to go and bring a carbon oil of yodid. It's a mitzvah, shu mujba aleha mihar Sinai, a mitzvah where there's already a foundation that has been established by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that you have to go and eat matzahs on Seder night, or you have to go and sit in the sukkah, etc. Yu mujba aleha mihar Sinai. Ein Adin, so if a person now makes a shvua to makayim that mitzvah, I would say for sure Ein Adin Sheichayev Olam. Madach, a shvua that has no foundation whatsoever. He made it up himself that he said, I'm not going to eat tomorrow, or I will eat tomorrow. The Torah doesn't address that one way or the other. And now when he makes a shvua to be makayim, I would go and say, he's been makayim something which is a total dvar reshus, where there's no religious requirement. And nevertheless, if he violates it, he has to go and bring a carbon oil of yodid. Then certainly, if something that has a foundation in Torah Kedoshah, and he says, I'm going to be Makayim that mitzvah, and then afterwards Behelim, he forgets, I would say for sure he has to bring a carbon oil of yodid. However, that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, but the Rabbanan respectfully disagree. And they say to him, Omrulai, Loi im Amris Beshuas or Reshus, Shekin Os Ba Lav Kehen. As we've discussed over the last few days, every shvua's bitui has to be capable of being both a lav and a hen. Why? Because it's in the pasuk lahara oy lahetiv. So just like when a person makes a shvua she'oichal, that I will eat, that is a binding shvua. Similarly, if he says loy oichal, that is a binding shvua because they are susceptible; they are capable of being uttered both lav and hen. And same thing, even if you're not talking about Haro'a v'hatova, you're talking about something neutral, like Zerika, he can go and say, Ani ezroik es hatzror liyam, and he can go and say, Ani loy ezroik es hatzror liyam. So therefore, osibalav kehen, you have the possibility of making such a shvur both in the positive and in the negative, and that's why it's a binding shvur. Torah b'shvuas mitzvah shlo osibalav kehen. You can only make a shvur in theory to be mekayim a dvar mitzvah, but you certainly can't make a shvur to gas v'shalom tkom and be mevatel mitzvah. Shenishba levata v'leibitel is potter. Even you would agree that this shvur is not at all effective because you're mushba v'oimid mehar sinai to do the dvar mitzvah. So if you're going to try to make a shvur levatel is a mitzvah, that shvur will fall away automatically. Ah, that being the case, I don't have a situation of a lav. I only have the esser, not the esser. I only have the hen. What is the hen? That he's making a shvur lekayim esa mitzvah. Say the chachamim to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, you know just like we know that every shvur has to be lav the hen, and this nishba lekayim esa mitzvah doesn't have the lav parallel to it, because you can't go and make a shvur levatel is a mitzvah, because the Torah says you got to do it and you can't be your mushba v'aymit, so therefore you can't be mevatlet. And that was the taina that the Chacham had Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and therefore they're saying neither is there a shvur levatel is a mitzvah, to which Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira agrees, nor can you make a shvur lekayim es a mitzvah. You can say the shvur, but it has no halachic efficacy. Yes, sir.
I mean, there might be an example of a mitzvah, say, I'm not going to shecht a lamb. Mm-hmm. You're not commanded, only if you eat. So isn't that an example of saying...
So what you're saying is you want to give an answer on behalf of Bidim and Beseda.
Meaning that it is conceivable to make a shvua where there is a mitzvah, but you're not necessarily commanded to take it only in certain circumstances. So you can make a shvua, I'm not going to shech the kevis.
It's a lot, but that's the hara lehetev, that's to provide yourself with meat. Is the mitzvah of shchita is secondary to the mitzvah of being matir, the meat from Eivor Min HaChai.
We're only talking about mandatory mitzvahs that you have to do under all circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
A person who is, there were those among us, I believe, who are vegans, and therefore they never need meat. So they never have a mitzvah to go and shecht. A person doesn't have to, once in his life, I'm going to go and shecht the cows, I'm mekayim the mitzvah shechita.
So but I'm saying, if hypothetically someone said, I am nishba not to shecht a sheep,
no problem.
Does it count, or is it...
It's a dvar reshus, it's not a dvar mitzvah. You don't have to go and shecht.
Right.
It's different. All of us can make such a shvur, because I have no intention of ever shechting, and I'm not going to be mavatla mitzvah by not shechting. Why don't intend? Because I can't see the side of blood. Okay, Zukimara is Tanu Rabbanon. We're going to now go into some detail to try to show that the din of a korban oyle v'yoyred only applies to nishba on a dvar harishus and not a dvar mitzvah, neither levatel nor lekayim. And there's going to be a somewhat extended discussion about this, as you will see. Tanabat, we learned in the Braisa. Yochel, I would think nishba levatel es a mitzvah v'loy bitel yehechayev. If a person makes a shvua, I'm going to be mevatel a mitzvah. I am not going to go and sit in the sukkah on sukkahs when I eat. Or I'm not going to go and put on tefillin today or tomorrow. Or I'm not going to go and eat matzahs on Leil Pesach. So I would think if you made such a shvua, v'loy bitel, and what happens was, he, in fact, was not mekayim the shvur. Baruch Hashem, he put the tefillin on. He went and sat in the sukkah, and he ate the matzahs and Pesach. I would think, yechayiv, he violated a shvur.
We just learned it was potter.
I'm sorry?
We just learned it's
potter. But the price is now developing. And I might have thought that you'd be chayiv. Talmud loim lahara lehetiv. Mahatov rishus, afaro rishus. Just like when the Torah says in the Pasuk, Lahara oily hativ. We're talking about a dvar rishus. We're not talking about a dvar mitzvah. Just like the hatova is rishus. The Gemara gave an example yesterday. Hatova rishus that I gave to an usher a present. I had no requirement to go and give it to him. It was dvar rishus. I wanted to go and give him a present. Nothing wrong with that. I want to give a $400 million supersonic jet to the president. Nothing wrong, right? So, there's something wrong. Okay, we'll talk about that later. Anyway, so Ma'atov Rishus, just like that Atov is Tov Rishus, it's not based at all on Dvar Mitzvah. Afaro, it has to be regarding something which is a Rishus. And therefore, when you're doing a Bittel Mitzvah, a Nishbal Vatel Mitzvah, you're being Meiriah, or being Meira, doing something wrong, something bad. Benanet varishus, you're doing something bad related to a mitzvah. So now, this braisa assumes its premise is that harov hatova means rishus. Just like hatova is rishus, afaror rishus. L'choyer, the Gemara can ask immediately, how do you know hatova is rishus? Maybe the hatova in the pasuk is referring to either only or also devar mitzvah. Where does it say in the Torah that the hatova is referring to rishus? So Rashi already tells us that. Where do we see in the Torah hatova rishus lekami mefarshla? That is going to be addressed further down the Omud in Yetzirah. But just take it for as your foundation for this Gemara, that when it says lahara oy lehetiv, lehetiv means a dvar rishus. So therefore, mamela, the hara also has to be a dvar rishus. But since the two are together, there's a hekish hara tatova, just like hatova rishus, hara is rishus, and therefore it cannot be referring to nishba levatos hamitzvah because that's not a rishus. Oitzi nishba levatos hamitzvah v'loy bitel shehu pater. So therefore, as a result of this limud matov rishus afaror rishus, oitzi I have to exclude someone who made a shvuah levatos hamitzvah v'loy bitel. You're pater. Why? Because that's not a dvar rishus. That's a dvar mitzvah. Okay. First part of the bais. Next part. Yochel, I might have thought nishba lekayim is a mitzvah for loikiyem shehei chayiv. Person makes a shvua, he has not davened yet this morning. He makes a shvua, I'm gonna put on tefillin. Really gonna put on tefillin? I make a shvua that I'm gonna put on tefillin. And then, unfortunately, there was a helim. He was forgetful. But loikiyem, he did not put on the tefillin. So I think shehei chayiv. After all, he violated a shvua's bitoy. It says in the pasuk, Lehetiv, and I'm going to be meitiv with a mitzvah, and he wasn't, so I would think he'd have to be chayiv, a korban oyle v'yoyri. Tam alomar, lahora oyle hetiv, maharo orishus, just like haro is talking about a dvar orishus, not talking about a bittel mitzvah, but doing something bad, such as loy oichal, like we always say. So hatava also has to be rishus. So hatava similarly has to involve a dvar orishus. Because that's not a dvar rishus. Here you make a shvua lekayim is a mitzvah. It's a hatova for sure, but it's not hatova of rishus. It's a tova of a mitzvah. Since I'm learning from haro, just like haro is rishus, avatova is rishus. And again, you can say to yourself, how do I know the haro in the pasuk is talking about rishus? Maybe the haro in the pasuk is also talking about a dvar mitzvah. Rashi says lekam mafarish mitzvah. We'll see that shortly. Anyway, at this point, we take a short breath. What we have established in this braisa so far is that since both hatova and haro'ah are referring to rishus in the Torah, when it says lahara lehetiv, we're talking about dvar rishus. We're not talking about dvar mitzvah. Therefore, sai means both. If you're going to be nishba levatal is a mitzvah, or you're going to be nishba lekayim is a mitzvah, that is not a halachically effective shvua, and therefore, even if you violate that shvua, you do not have to bring a korban oyleviyar. And now we go off a little bit on a tangent for a few lines, but we're going to come back to this thought once again that the hatova and the hara are rishus and not mitzvah. So says the Gemara, Yochel nishbal harli atzmoi v'lei hera yochli heipata. What happens if a person makes a shvua laharli atzmoi? What means laharli atzmoi? For instance, to go and do bad to himself, like he's going to chas v'sholem, going to make a wound on his arm, on his belly, on his leg, or whatever. So I would think that if he makes such a shul harli atzmoi v'loy heira, and if he didn't do it, yoch lehei patur. I might think that he is patur. Tamalo malhayler oileheitiv mahatov rishus afaro rishus. And therefore, since rishus means by definition, the Torah doesn't address it, I'm doing it on my own, and therefore, avi nishba lahara li'atzav alay heira, person who said he swore that he's going to go and damage himself, wound himself, and he didn't, shereshus biyodoy, that he had the ability to do so, and he didn't, guess what? He will have to bring the korban oylev the yoyret, because he had the rishus to do it, and he didn't. Toisus asks, what's the chiddush in our Gemara? And like any case, for instance, had he said, loy oichal, I'm not going to go and eat. So that's a haro li atzmoi. And nevertheless, if he's not mekayim, he has to go and bring his korban oyle v'yoyde. So what's the chiddush legabe if he made a shvua that he's going to inflict a wound on himself and he didn't do it. So that's a dvar rishus. He violated it. He should have to bring a carbon oil of the yard. What is the chiddush? So Tosis says the chiddush is because there's in fact a machloikis in Perek HaChoyvel in Bavakama, whether the person is Rishoy Lachbol Biatzmoy or Oser Lachbol Biatzmoy. Is a person allowed to go and inflict a wound on him, on his own self? You're certainly not to hurt somebody else. But if you hurt yourself, are you over an Isser? See, if you look at the Tosis, it's a short Tosis. Ovid Nishba Lahara Liatzmoy. It's about 10 lines lower than where we are in the Gemara. Ovid Nishba Lahara Liatzmoy. We don't really need it for the discussion of the brisa. Elash vina barad to go and tell us the chiddush that this brisa holds. Odem rishoy lachbol biatzmoy. A person is allowed to go and make a wound to himself. The plukti b'choy, because in fact it's a machloik is there in perik achoy. Ah, so since our brisa holds that a person is allowed to go and be choy biatzmoy, so therefore it's a rishuz biyodoy. When he does it, he's not being oiver, being mevatel a mitzvah, he's not being oiver a vera. Oh, it's a dvar reshus. Anytime you make a dvar reshus, you make a shvua, either lahora or lehetiv, and you're not mekayim it because of helem, then you have to bring your korban oile the yard. Now, says the Gemara Vayter, yochel nishba lahora lacherem v'loy hera sheichayv. When Amzi makes a shvua to hurt somebody else, that fellow Yankel in Shul, I don't particularly like him. Tomorrow I intend giving him a punch in the nose. And if you don't believe me, I make a shvua that I'm going to give a punch in the nose. So I made such a shvua. V'loy heira. And at the end, I did tshuva, and I did not go and give him a punch in the nose. So I would think, sheichayv, he should be chayv because he was violated his shvua. So I might have thought, tam aloy mahor lehetiv, ma'atov reshus avaro reshus. You're not allowed to go and hit somebody. You hit somebody, you're oiver and isur. How much do you have to go and pay? Oh, dalet vehei. Not dalet vehei. You have up to five different tashlumen for a hezek, right? Hezek, tzar, ripa, shev, zaboycha. So it's hey, but it's not the dalet vehei that normally Chazal referred to. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara is af aro rishus. You have no business going and giving somebody else a punch in the nose. Okay, so we got off a little bit. We're just going to finish off these thoughts. How do I know that the pasuk of the Lahara Lehetiv includes Hatovas Acherim? That if I go and say that I'm going to give a present to Yankel tomorrow morning, and I fail to go and give it because of the helem, and I don't do it, how do I know that I have to go and bring my carbon oil of the yardit? Tam aloimar, oy lehetiv. And the Gemara is the reason why I stress the oy, because Rashi stresses the oy. Rashi says, oy yeseder ledrasha, that oy lehetiv comes to tell you, hatovas acherim, you are chayiv if you violate your shvua. We're going to come back to this momentarily, but in the meantime, the Gemara says, remember a moment ago we spoke about haro'as acherim. Can you explain to me what that means? Ve'ezi haro'as acherim. Ak es ploini v'eftes moichai. I'm going to hit Chas v'Shalom Yankel, and Chas v'Shalom I'm going to break open his head. Rachman l'Tzlan. Of course, Gemara is saying it somewhat dramatically and graphically, but we mean that Chas v'Shalom you're going to hurt someone else. That you're not allowed to do. Why you're not allowed to do it? Because the Pasuk is talking Dvar Horeshus. It's got to be that you have the ability and the halachic ability to do something, to go and hit somebody else. You don't have the halachic ability. The Torah says you're not allowed to. So therefore it's a nishbol vatal, it's a mitzvah. And then the whole shvua falls away. You do not have to go and bring your carbon oil of the yard.
Yeah, but he cannot do this even to himself. But
about doing it to yourself is a machloikis. That's what Tosis brings from.
I'm allowed to take a hammer and to take my moyach out. It's
not a good idea. There's no question about it. Suicide for sure is awesome. That's in the faith. But we're not talking about Chas v'Shalom suicide. We're talking about a person.
Menavel is also awesome.
I'm sorry, once again?
Menavel at Atzmoy is also awesome.
Robert, I'm with you. I'm with you. I would never do it to myself or to anybody else. As long as I have Baruch Adonai B'Shul Tshuva, give me my senses. You're 100% right. However, technically, the Gemara in Mesechta Sachoivel, look it up on Daf Tzadik Aleph Amid Beis, brings a machloikis. One man, the Omer says, a person is permitted to go and be choivu ba'atzma. He's permitted to go and cut himself, make all types. You're not going to go and make a srita ala mes. That avada not. That's a separatism. but just to go and make a srita, because I happen to think it's a good idea to go and make cuts over here, and this will be a shtikl kaporah, and a shtikl kaporah savoynis. Maybe Hashem will forgive me, won't send me to Gehenim, or at least he'll give me a good first-class seat there, and not an economy seat. So that one man yom hold, you're allowed to be choyvul ba'atzmoy. If you're allowed to be choyvul ba'atzmoy, then you can make a shvua that I will be or not be choyvul, because it's a dvar rishus. Yes, David.
About a baal of an eved who decides he doesn't want to go free after six years.
Yes.
And the baal says, I'm not going to
free you.
I'm not going to nail your ear to the door.
Uh huh.
Now, the baal has a choice. He can bowl it to the door or to the mezuzah.
Right, right.
So he has the shoes.
Right. It says.
And if he doesn't nail it to the door, well, it's okay because he could nail it to the mezuzah.
Well, that's not. You're getting off a little bit on a different sugya. I believe the answer is that you can only do it on the door. You can't do it on the mezuzah. And the reason why the Torah talks about mezuzah to tell you that the door has to be standing as opposed to the door being flat on its face on the floor. If the Eved has demanded after 6 years, I want to stay with you, then I believe that you are correct that there is a mitzvah that the Odoin has to go and fulfill the request of the Eved. And that being the case, if he makes a shvua not to do the boring and not to keep him as an Eved, then he would be Nishba Levatlas a mitzvah. If he makes a shvua that I will go and bore the Eved's ear and into the door, etc., then he'd be Nishba Lekayim as a mitzvah. In both cases, says our Bryson, says the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, if afterwards the Odin violates his own shvua behelim, guess what the din is? He does not have to bring a carbon oil of the yoyded because it's not a dvar reshus, it's a dvar mitzvah.
Well, I hadn't realized that dalt and mezuzah were the same thing halachically.
Yeah, and it's not, you don't do it into mezuzah, you do it into the delis, and the mezuzah just to give you the sense that it's standing, it's not lying on the floor. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Zukti Mara. Okay, so now we've concluded this discussion about atzmoy and acherim, and now we go back to the central idea of this brisa. We started off the brisa and said, it cannot be Lahara Lahitav is dealing with Lakayim is a mitzvah, Levatel is a mitzvah, because just like Hatov is referring to Rishus, Afaro is Rishus. And then we said the same thing afterwards, Maharo Rishus, Afatov Rishus. And we already commented, Rashi already commented, the Kamipora, how do you know that the Pasuk is talking about Rishus? Maybe the Pasuk is in fact talking about mitzvah, either mitzvah alone, or maybe mitzvah together with Rishus. Who says that it's only uniquely for Rishus? Maybe, in fact, that's the kavana of this oyle v'yoyred, that if a person is mevatel a mitzvah mitashvua, not only does he get petch for being mevatel a mitzvah, and Barry's immediately going to say, well, it depends if it's a mitzvah to say, there's no really petch for that, and there's a makas mardis midrabanim, well, it depends on the shua tricha lekach. Let's not get involved in that. The point is, whatever punishment he gets or doesn't get for the dvar mitzvah, for either violating a mitzvah seseh or a lo yiseh, maybe the Torah is saying, mister, if you're going to make a shavua talking about these inyanim, we'll give you another patch too. No, not a patch. If it's behelim, he's going to have to bring a kum oil of yard. So maybe that's stuck in the kavanas of pasuk. How do you know that the pasuk is solely and exclusive dealing with dvar har issues? And that's what the Gemara is going to address right now. Now, the logic of the Gemara is going to be very solid, but we're going to have to go and focus. It requires a fair amount of attention, as you'll see. The two have to be, if you will, almost mirror images of each other, even though this is talking about hatova and this is talking about hara. The akish harolatava, because there's a hekish. It says lahara oilahetiv. It says together in these three words, they got to be the same, or at least very similar. Mahatova ainav a bitl mitzvah, afaro ainav a bitl mitzvah. Just like hatova cannot be bibitl mitzvah, also haro cannot be bibitl mitzvah. Now, where do I see that hatova cannot be bibitl mitzvah? So Rashi explains the following. What is the typical case that we always talk about hatova and haro? Hatova is oichal, that I will eat. Haro is that I will not eat. Now, sometimes eating, in fact, happens to be a kiyum mitzvah, and sometimes eating is a bitl mitzvah. What type? What do you mean? So mahatova ain't a bitl mitzvah. So Rashi gives the example. A person makes a shvua she'oichal, that I will eat. And guess what? What happens if he has in mind to eat on Yom Kippur? Or to eat chometz on Pesach? Now, on the surface, that's a hatova. Yeah, he's going to eat. Yeah. But the hatova for the guf is going to be haro'a for the neshama, because the Rabbeinu Yisrael says you're not allowed to go and eat on Yom Kippur, and you're not allowed to eat chometz or Pesach. And in fact, that would not be called a hatova, that would be called a haro'a. And therefore, the only way that the hatova could be a true, real hatova, if you're talking about Dvar Mitzvah, the whole purpose of this price is now is analyzing why you cannot say haro'a v'hatova is the gabe Kiyom or Bitl Mitzvah. So the only way that you could have, therefore, a Hatova with a Kiyom Mitzvah would be, for instance, to go and make a Shua to eat Matzahs on Seder night. Ah, so that's a Oichal, that's a Hatova, and it's also a Kiyom Mitzvah, that's good, and therefore it's Hatova not only for his Guf, but also for his Neshama. So that's the Hatova. So Haroah has to also be similar. That what is Haroah? That I won't eat. And just like we said, the Hatova involves that there is no Bittul Mitzvah, so then the Haro also has to talk about that there is no Bittul Mitzvah. For instance, Kigoin Loi Oichel Matzah. It cannot be that the Haro is that I'm not going to go and eat Matzah, because that would be a Ro, which we just said does not apply to the case of the Hatova. We said by the Hatova, you cannot go and have that I will go and make a shvur lehetiv, which means le'echol, to eat, if it involves chas v'shalom something which is injurious to your neshama, like eating on Yom Kippur or eating chametz v'pesach. Ah, that's therefore the case of the hatova cannot involve bittul mitzvah. So the haro also cannot involve a bittul mitzvah. So what would be that case? Afaro d'loy oichot. So let's take a look at the Rashi, starting with mahatova. Rashi is about 12, 13 lines from the top of the Omid, Mahatova. Short Rashi, Mahatova li atzmoi, dehaina oichal, he makes a shua that I will eat. Shein of a bittul mitzvah, al korchach, that has to be, since it's a hatova, it cannot be that that eating will be with a bittul mitzvah. Kigoin, oichal b'yem kippurim, oichal mitzvah pesach, daloi kari hatova. That's not a hatova, to go and make oichal on Yom Kippur, chas v'shom, shari goyim rol enavshoi. It might be good for his guf, but it's terrible for his neshama. So therefore, the only way that you can learn the hatova, if you're learning it that the posik is referring to mitzvahs, not rishus, so the only way you could do is elabekiyah mitzvah. Ah, that he says oichal and he's mekayim a mitzvah. Kegoyim oichal matzah b'leilei pesach. That's an oichal, which is hatova, and there's also kiyah mitzvah, which therefore is both on the guf front and on the neshama front. That's a true hatova. Okay, so now hafharah must also be similar. Now what means harah? To lay oichal, that he's not going to eat. So it's got to be also in a case she'ena bebitl mitzvah, that we're not dealing with bitl mitzvah, just like by the case of the oichal of hatova was not bebitl mitzvah, so too the harah has to be without a bitl mitzvah. Kigoin loy oichal matzah. It could not be that he should go and make a shvur that I won't eat matzah. Ella muzdach zayin b'kiyum mitzvah. Just like the hatova was not the bittul mitzvah, the harah has to be that it should not be b'mittul mitzvah, but rather with the kiyum mitzvah. Kigoin. So what would be the harah of loy oichal b'kiyum mitzvah? Loy oichal chometz, that I'm not going to eat chometz on Pesach. Oh, so that's a classic case of loy oichal, which is a harah, and it involves a kiyum mitzvah, just like when I made my hatova, I did with a kiyum mitzvah. I said oichal, and what was I going to mekayim it by eating the matzah on Leilei Pesach? Here too, when I'm making the harah, it's got to be with a kiyum mitzvah. What's the harah? Loi oichal. What's the kiyum mitzvah? Kigoyim loi oichal chometz, or for that matter, not to go and eat on Yom Kippur. When he says loi oichal, I won't eat, that's a harah. However, he's doing the kiyum mitzvah, just like Badat Tovah was kiyum mitzvah. He's also kiyum mitzvah. In Cain, Zoktimar lomli de kosla ha-hara. If that's how you're going to interpret the hara, then you don't need to add hara. That's atovi linyan mitzvah. V'ha kosva. I already have that tov in the Torah. That already says that if you make a shua lehetiv, I don't need to go and say a case of hara, which is ultimative, because that's already included in the meitiv, in the hatava. So therefore, says the Gemara, I cannot go and say we're talking about dvar mitzvah. Right? Did everybody chap? We should go over it again. You know, I see everybody seems to be happy. Dilma dvar mitzvah ksivi, no chamul, zoktumul lo yisol kadaitak. The b'inan hatova dum yarod, barod dum yatova. The akish ro latov. Ma'atova ain't a bitl mitzvah. Just like hatova cannot involve a bitl mitzvah. When he says hatova, oichal that I will eat, that's classic hatova, but it cannot be told a bitl mitzvah, for instance, that I'm going to go and eat on Yom Kippur, or I'm going to eat chametz v'Pesach. Because if you're telling me that Harua Vatova is not talking about Dvar Rishus, it's talking about Dvar Mitzvah, no, so Hatova cannot be Bibitl Mitzvah, because if it's a Bitl Mitzvah, just Hesh Nishka Hatova, just Hesh Techa Harua, he's endangering his Nishama. So Muzach Zain Hatova is with a Kiyom Mitzvah, such as, I will eat, what will I eat? I'll eat Pesach, I'll eat Matzah on Pesach at night, or I will
eat. Not eat chametz.
Not eating chametz is not Hatova. Doing matzah, we're talking about oichal that I'm going to eat. So I'm going to eat. So just like hatova, I'm going to eat is ain't a bitl mitzvah, but rather bekiyam mitzvah, which would mean that I will eat matzahs on Seder night. Afaro also has to be of the same genre that ain't a bitl mitzvah. So what would be haroh, which is not a bitl mitzvah, haroh that I won't eat chametz on Pesach. That also has to be. That ain't a bitl mitzvah, that's not a bitl, but rather a kiyam mitzvah. Frank Timora, if that's how you're defining hara, that he's not going to eat chametz on Pesach, hara gufatavi. So why does the Torah repeat, lahara lahaytiv? Both of those cases are lahaytiv. And we have the reverse as well. The akish hatovel hara, maharo ain't a bikiyam mitzvah, afatova ain't a bikiyam mitzvah, just like hara when he says that I'm not going to eat, I cannot be makayim that the ain't a kiyam mitzvah. If you look at the Rashi, va'akish hatovel harua maharua. That's the next Rashi. What means again harua? The loy oichal. That the loy oichal cannot be she'ena bekiyam mitzvah. Keep going loy oichal chametz v'pesach. If a person makes a shvur, I'm going to be loy oichal. That's harua, right? If I'm going to go and make that harua bekiyam mitzvah, such as I'm not going to eat chametz v'pesach, dahi loy harua mikaril inyan mitzvah. So therefore, the loy oichal cannot be talking about a case where he's makayim a mitzvah. So Rashi vayta afatov. The oichal has also got to be she'ena bekiyam mitzvah. Kigoin oichal matzah. You cannot have that the hatova is mitakiyam mitzvah that I'm going to eat. Rabbi Yisai make a shvur that I'm going to eat, and it's talking about bekiyam mitzvah, which means I'm going to eat matzah on Seder night. It's got to be elba mitzvah mitzvah. Kigoin oichal chametz v'pesach. That's the only way that it would be similar to hara, that you're doing something bad. Because if you're telling me that the hatova is totally good, then that's not similar to hara. Both the hara and the hatova have to have a bad quality to it in the inyan of mitzvahs, which means a bitl mitzvah. So what would that be? You're going to oichal chametz v'pesach. And therefore, if the person is talking about he's going to make a hatova by saying, I'm going to eat chametz v'pesach, because after all, he's damaging his neshama by eating chametz and pesach. So therefore, Zokta Gemara, since that cannot be the definition, it's crystal clear that both the haroah and the hatova of the pasuk are not talking about dvar mitzvah, we're talking about dvar harishus. Zokta Gemara, matovi mitzvah mitzvah, haroah in mitzvah mitzvah. Haroah gufa tovi. It cannot be that the haroah is being mekayim a mitzvah. What would be the haroah, the mekayim mitzvah? He says loy oichal. And what would be the loy oichal? Legabe not eating chametz on Pesach. So you're now making haroah mekayim mitzvah. That doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because then it wouldn't be haroah. That would be hatova. So what would the haroah necessarily be? That you're going to go and not eat matzahs on Pesach. So hafatova, so you're going to say the same thing by hatova, ain't a bekiyam mitzvah, that I'm going to be mated by eating, and it's got to be ain't a bekiyam mitzvah. So what would I be eating? L'moshel chometz and Pesach, if I'm going to eat chometz and Pesach, even though that's hatova, it's oichal, it's good for the guf, but it's bad for the neshama, and therefore hatova guf haroi. So then that hatova is haro. Kum techoi zokti gemara, I cannot say that the hara olehetiv is referring to a case of dvar mitzvah, because Mamanav Shach, each hatova could turn out to be hara, and each hara could be a hatova, depending on the way you would interpret it and put it together. Great Gemari Hochi, if that's the case, I could put together the same type of scenario, not in a mitzvah situation, but in a rishus situation. And here the Gemara doesn't even bother to go and say, because the Gemara relies on Rashi. What does Rashi say about Bidvar Rishus? So Rashi says, you can go and make a shvua, she'oicha, that I will eat, which is hatava. However, and it's a hatava Bidvar Rishus, but it's going to involve a hara'ah, not for his neshama, a hara'ah for himself, such as something which is not good to eat, davisha kosher leguf. What would be davisha kosher? Something which is spoiled, something which is rotten. So therefore, he's going to go and make a shvur to go and eat something, and it's going to be hatova, in the sense that he says she'oichal, but obviously, if he's going to eat something which is bad for the guf, doesn't mishka hatova, rather that's going to be hara'ah. And therefore, now we're going to say the same thing, hara'ah, deloy oichal, what is going to be that he's not going to eat things which are spoiled and which are bad for his guf. Oh, so that's a very good shvua. But Rabbi Yisai, doesn't mishka hara'ah, does the chatova. It's good for himself to make a shvua, not to eat something which is spoiled. Because were he to eat something which is spoiled, it would be a terrible hara'ah. So since it has to be hara'ah, dumi da'atova, and hatova, dumi da'ara'ah, l'choyra, even on the Rishus level, I have the exact same problem. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. You see, the Rashi starts Hochig Asin and halfway down, three lines of heavy font. Yeah. So go after that. V'hochi Perusha. We go into the Rashi. So V'hochi Perusha. I'hochi. You can tell me Dvar Rishus that just like you said by Dvar Mitzvah, Haro and Hatovah doesn't work. Bittel Mitzvah and Kiyah Mitzvah. But Dvar Rishus Nami Ikalak Shuyi Ki Haigavna. I can do the same type of sophisticated logical analysis. Oichal means that I will eat. By definition, since you're being mative, it's got to be eating something which is not bad for his stomach. Can a person say, I'm going to eat, and he has in mind to go and eat something which is bad for his body? Since the Torah is talking about to make neshvua, lehetiv, that's not a lehetiv. You eat something which is spoiled, chas v'sholom, you can have stomach poisoning, and you might have to go to the hospital or something. Ela dovers, by definition, hatova must be dover hamaneu, something that gives manoah, that nourishes his body, not chas v'sholom, that spoiled his body. So that's the definition of hatova. So af ha-ra, the loy oicha, that I won't eat, she'ein shvua zu ra l'gufoy. It's got to be the same type of genre, the same type of scenario, just like the shvua lehatova, and that is she'ein shvua zu ra l'gufoy, not with a shvua that's bad for his body, el hatova, something which is good. Keep going, he's going to make a shvua, loy oicha, I won't eat. What will be those things that I won't eat? Dvorim ha-koshim l'guf, those things which are injurious, which are spoiled, which are bad for the body. Oh, if he's going to make such a shvua, guess what, Rabbi said? Vimken ha-ro'a zo'i sa'tovi iloi. That's an ha-ro'a. This is a ha-tovi, it's a good tezach. He should swear every day not to eat things which are spoiled. So that's an ha-ro'a. That's a ha-tovi. V'oksivle ha-tovi. We already have ha-tovi. So what do I have to repeat ha-tovi twice? And the same thing goes in the other direction. V'akshe ha-tovi le-ha-ro'a. Ma-ro'a de-loi oichal. When he makes a ha-ro'a, loi oichal, he makes a shvua, I will not eat. Loi nishba al dover ha-kosher. He's not talking about that I won't eat something which is spoiled. That's not hara. I'm not going to eat something which is rotten and spoiled. That's hara.
That's good.
That's a good for him. That's a good. Right. So the only time you can have hara is b'dover ha-to'iv leguf nishba shleyach leno. I'm not going to eat a delicious piece of fresh kegel. How can you, that's hara gedoy lemizu. How can you have anything? Or delicious sushi or pizza or whatever you love. Aha, so therefore, afatova ulta has to be the oichel that I will eat, kigoin shenishba, bedov haraloi, that he's going to make a shvua about something I will eat, bedov haraloi, which is something which is bad, shete shvua ru'aloi, imkin hatova guf haroi. So then, if the shvua is going to be something haro bad, loy oichel, and it involves something which is spoiled, that's not our raw. That's our hatova.
Make a positive, as it were.
Exactly. Exactly. Is there a good gezat? And the same thing, hatova, if he's going to say, hatova, that I'm going to go and oichal, dvorim haroim, that's not going to be hatova, that's going to be our raw. So in each case, I've already covered it. The haro is really hatova, the hatova is really haro. So you don't have to say, not you don't have to say, so you have no raya that our parsha is talking about dvar horishus as opposed to dvar mitzvah. He said dvar mitzvah, come on, resign, because I'm going to get into trouble. I've got the chometz of Pesach and Yom Kippur and Matzis and all the rest. I have the same trouble if I make the same analysis vis-a-vis dvar horishus. And therefore, says the Gemara, you're absolutely right. I don't learn it based on harod demidatova. Hatova demiharod. You know how I know that the parsha is only talking about dvar rishus and not dvar mitzvah? By the fact that it says lahara oy lahaita from the extra word oy. L'rabois ha-tovas ha-cheirem. So what's the raya from that? Shema mina b'dvar rishus k'sivi. We must be talking about dvar rishus. The soka daifa b'dvar mitzvah k'sivi, that the parsha is talking about dvar mitzvah. Hashta aroas ha-cheirem is rabbi. If you're telling me that lahora, that you go and make a shvua lahora b'dvar mitzvah, that tovas ha-cheirem iboya, do I need to go and tell you how tovas ha-cheirem? Madach aroas ha-cheirem is, were you to say that a Ruas Acherim, which is a Dvar Mitzvah, meaning you're being Mevatla Mitzvah, if you're going to go and tell me that that's an effective Shvur, then certainly to be Meitiv of the Acherim, that would certainly be an effective Shvur. And so therefore, by the fact that I have that extra Oy, L'Rabbi Satov Acherim, which is the Chayra, totally superfluous, totally Iberic, I learned from this that the Hatomas Acherim and the Haruas Acherim, we're talking about not bedvar mitzvah, but we're talking about bedvar horishus, and that's why if you make a shvur lahara achirim, it's not a binding shvur because then you're being mevatlas a mitzvah. Mm-hmm. However, if you make a shvur lahaitiv lachirim, dos is good. The Gemara is going to ask, but it's not behen v'lav,
right, it's not symmetrical.
The Gemara is going to talk about that in Mitzvah on the Amud Beis. But in the meantime, so bottom line is we put two dots here just for a short moment. We started off the Gemara. How do I know that the parsha of Oyle v'yoyed is talking about Rishus and not talking about Dvar Mitzvah, says he more from the extra words, or extra word, Oy, from the Hara Oy Lehetiv. Normally Oy would be, you know, Oy, Oy, Och and Vey, Oy, Oy, Oy. But this Oy is a tremendous boon to us.
Oy!
I love you. To go and tell you that the parish is in fact referring to Rishus and not to Mitzvah, because it's referring to Mitzvah. Madach, he can't be mevatlis a mitzvah. Mm-hmm. If you're telling me that lahara is included, like lahara sachem, the chavada tov sachem is mutter. So what do you need the oy for? So the oy is megale. We're not talking midvar mitzvah. We're talking midvar hare shus.
So we're gonna. Yes. So what happens if you see something that looks right, mm-hmm, and then it's really spoiled? Mm-hmm. And you get in the body, it's spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
You goofed.
You goofed. Right. Very good. The goofed. Of course. Very good. Beautiful. Okay, back to the Gemara. Frey Temora, you keep on saying, oi, 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 that's now the gilui kra, the pasuk, right? Since it's ibrik, since it's totally superfluous, comes to tell you we're talking about Rishus and not Mitzvah. Frey Temora, by oi, viboy lelechalik. Don't I need it to go and split it up? What means to split it up, says Rashi? Because if it wouldn't say oi, it would say lehara ulehetiv. I might think you're only chayiv eshuas oi leviyoyed if he made a double shvua. He made a shvua, for instance, oichal hayoyim, v'loy oichal lemachar. Only then, by having both a lahara and ulehetiv, then I know that you have to go, if you violate both of them, behelim, then you're going to have to go and bring a karm oi leviyoyed. How do I know one or the other? It's because of the oi. So I need the oi. The oi is not superfluous. I need the oi. I don't need it lechalik. Why? Because that famous machloek between Rabbi Yonis and Rabbi Yoshe, the Gemara brings a half a dozen times. Honiach Rabbi Yonis and Rabbi Yoshe, my ikal meima. That's good. Good. Rabbi Yonis. I don't need the oil lechalik. But what about Rabbi Yoshe? Who's Rabbi Yoshe? Rabbi Yonis. The son says in the pasuk, a bad guy. Isha sheikal is obvious. In my person chas shalom that curses his father, the esimai and his mother. What's the din? Chas shalom, the person gets misa. Okay, now what happens to the person? This is a machmir. He's makal both his father and his mother. He's only makal his father or his mother. Ainli ella oviv, the imai. It says a shekal es of the es imai. What happens if oviv v'loy imai, imai v'loy oviv? He only curses one of them. Inayin, how do you know there too there's a din of misa? Person who does that, it's a misa masa. Going chas v'shalom, cursing one's father or one's mother.
One or the other.
How do I know? Tamalayim, because the pasuk ends off oviv the imai kilel. For those of you that want to see the pasuk, it's number two or beis and Torah or Hasholem. Ish isha yikal es oviv the as imai, both of them mois yumas, and then it says oviv the imai kilel dom of bai. So Pasha, you can go and learn. What do I need the of the imai kilo for? I already said. What are we talking about, Rabbi said? We're not talking about shechting on Yom Kippur. We're not talking about putting on tefillin on Shabbos. We're talking about yikalas of as imai. Mois yumas. Why do I have to repeat? Of the imai kilo. So therefore, I'm learning from that. Pasha, without getting into Rashi, until now we spoke about of the as imai. By repeating it, of the imai, this is totally superfluous, I come to tell you. Either of it or imai. But Rashi is not satisfied with that. Could be the reason why Rashi is not satisfied, because here it says also of the imai. So how do I know this is any better than before to tell you one or the other? Says Rashi, because in the first part of the pasuk it says yikalel next to the word of it.
Right.
In the second half of the pasuk it says imai next to the word kilel.
Right.
Ah, so why are we changing from klolis oviv to kilas imai? To tell you that either one is sufficient to chas v'sholem warrant you to get a punishment of misa chulila. Ah, so therefore, oviv kilel, imai kilel, divrab yoshia. So you see, according to yoshia, normally I need that oi. And if I don't think I don't have that oi, I'm going to have a special limud of the imai kilel to tell you one or the other. But Rabbi Yonis and I'm not, I don't need that. Whenever you see in the Torah the word oi, it's lahavda like you have in English, where you write and slash or. It could
exactly.
It could be both. Yeah. It could be either one. Either one. So here too, when it says ki ish ish is you call s of the s imai, it could be oviv and mami, or it could be oviv slash or mami, one or the other. So I don't need the oi for that. And therefore, in this case, I don't need the oviv imai kilo for that. What do I do with that oviv imai kilo? So Rashi learns that even if you're mekalli acha misa chas v'shalom, you're mekalli your parents, even after they passed away, you also get misa. Anyway, so Rabbi Yonis says, mashin ki echad, mash echad b'fnei atzmai, ad, shiv l'kol kosev yachtav, unless the Torah says, both, and I mean both. Where does the Torah say I mean both? Le'sachroish b'shor u'b'chamor yachtav. Because if it would just say le'sachroish b'shor u'b'chamor without the word yachtav, according to Bjoinison, I could learn, you're not allowed to be chodesh with a shor levad, and you're not allowed to be chodesh with a chamor levad, and you cannot go and do the two together. So I might think you're never allowed to do charisha with a shor or with a chamor. You can only use, for instance, susim. Prodim, but not a chamor and not a shor. Mm-hmm. So I might have thought.
Sure?
That's why, I'm very sure. That's why you say yachtav to make it sure that it's only the two together because the isur is collide. Ah, so in Bazoi, according to Bjoinison, I'm sorry?
It works.
And therefore, according to Bjoinison, I don't need the oil chalik because I give him a chalik even without the oi. Therefore, that's very good according to Bjoinison. The oi is ibarik, it's superfluous, and I learned from that oi. Hatovas Acherim, which is therefore the makor that the psukim are not talking about mitzvah, it's talking about a dvar reshus. But I feel it, what about Rabbi Yoshia? Rabbi Yoshia says, I need that oi, because without that oi, I always think the two together. The Gemara, I feel him, Rabbi Yoshia was sovel or kirbe kivin dar shibuyi umi uti. Like we had in the Gemara yesterday. What was the Rebbe Amir of yesterday? It says, the pasuk, ish, levatim isvasayim. Levatim isvasayim means anything. And then it says, a holler, a hative. Only harav v'hatava, the choyle sheyivati odem mishvua. Since I have a riba miyut v'ribi, I include everything. So what do I use that miyut for?
Right.
Just v'mayit var mitzvah. Oh, so very good. Says Rabbi Yoshe, I don't need this whole umad which you just learned now is beautiful, but since I hold that kibikibi, you don't need to go back and forth with all the beautiful logic. It's harav like hatava and hatava like harav. It's simple because of riba miyut v'ribi. If you're going to tell me that the whole parsha of Harav HaTova, this whole thing of the, if you're going to go and tell me that the whole parsha is talking about Dvar Rishus, in other words, both Lahar Lahetiv and bringing the carbon oil of Yaratung Dvar Rishus, then it's Mamay Dvar Mitzvah, then it makes a lot of sense. Only Rishus, not Dvar Mitzvah. Eliyam is Dvar Mitzvah, because if you're telling me the whole parsha is talking about Dvar Mitzvah, may my come Mamay. So how can it be Mamay Dvar Mitzvah if the whole parsha is talking about Dvar Mitzvah? It's Al Korchal, but the parish is talking about Dvar Harishus. So bottom line now, we have now for Enfit, our original Shailot, we started at the beginning of the Shir. How do I know that the Korban Oyle B'Yoyed refers to a Dvar Harishus and not the Dvar Mitzvah? I have two answers. Either the answer is because of the extra Oy, or the answer is because I learned like Rabbi Kiva with a Riboy, Miyad for Riboy, that we're only talking about Dvar Harishus, and I'm a Mayat Dvar Mitzvah. one last tickle on our discussion. What did the Rabbanan say to Rabbi Yudah ben Beseder? It said in the back of the Mishnah that it's got to be behen v'lav. By Dvar Rishus, you have hen v'lav, but not by mitzvah, because you, Rabbi Yudah ben Beseder, say the nishba l'kayim is a mitzvah, is an effective shvur. But you agree with me, nishba levatel is not an effective shvur. It's not the lav the hen. So l'chayr, I should say, even by a shvur l'kayim is a mitzvah, that it's not a shvur. Rabbi Yudah ben Beseder, Rabbi Yudah ben Beseder, Rabbi Yudah ben Beseder, omalach, ato hatovas achedim, lav af agav de lesa bechlal haroas achedim, v'Rabbi Rachmona, hochanami b'kiya mitzvah, av agav de lesa bebitl mitzvah, Rabbi Rachmona. What about the case of haroas achedim? Haroas achedim, we already said that that is excluded. You're not allowed to go and be miriyat achedim. V'Rabbi Rachmona, and the Torah nevertheless is marva, hochanami b'kiya mitzvah, av agav de lesa mitzvah. In other words, hatovas achedim is mutter. Haroas achedim is osir. You are maskim that based on oy lehetiv, which is the rabbi's hatovas achedim, that that is an effective shvua.
And it's not the lav behen.
And it's not lav behen, which is what we already were ma'oyer earlier in the Gemara when we learned it. Ota hatovas achedim, lav avagav les b'chlal haroas achedim. There is no lav behen. You cannot go and make a shvua lahara achedim because that would be an iser. But nevertheless, you're maskim to me. Lehetiv achedim is a good shvua. For a berachmana. Even though you could not have the mirror image in the middle mitzvah, you cannot have the lav behen. But Rabbi Rachmana says the Rabbanan, you cannot compare the two. Hasim isa beloy etiv. What is the case of atovas achedim? Atovas achedim is the mushal. I make a shvur that I'm going to give a present to an oish. I'm not talking about an oni, because giving to an oni, that's a dvar mitzvah. I'm giving a present to an oish. So what is the haruas achedim? I could have a shvur haruas achedim that I will not give a present to this oish. There's nothing wrong with making such a shvur. I mean, the other guy, if he hears the shvur, he's not going to be happy about it, but I have no chiyuv to go and give a present. So if I make a shvur that I will give a present, it's b'rishus. And if I make a shvur that I won't give a present, that's also b'rishus. And both of them are binding shvurs. Hocha mi'ise b'loya kayim. You cannot go and bring a raya from hatovas achedim to the case of the dvar mitzvah that you, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, are trying to say that even though you cannot be nishba levatel as a mitzvah, you can be nishba lekayim as a mitzvah. What would be the negative, since you have to be belav the hen? There's no negative. You have to go be mekayim the mitzvah. You can't make a shvur not to mekayim the mitzvah. So therefore, that's why the Rabbanan say, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, we respectfully disagree because it's not belav the hen. Zoktach Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, but you see by Tovas Chayim that happens to be belav, that there's no lav the hen, and nevertheless you agree that Tovas Chayim is a binding shvur. So the answer is Nishkaraya, because it is belav the hen. Because just like you can say Eitavach Chayim, you can say Eiralach Chayim. But you can't go and say that the Gabi Kiyam and Bitl Mitzvah. Okay,
on to the next question. I have something to tell you, but I can't talk now.
Yeah. Shkoyach, Brother Shai.
No, I talked to the next door neighbor. He did pay 70.
I know you're talking to somebody else, but please, we have to continue the show.
Shai, please.
Okay, from here to the bottom of the Omer, Rabbi says good news. It's much, much simpler. So to Mishnah. We had this Mishnah already before. Shvu shloi oichal kikazu. He makes a shvu. I'm not going to eat this kikar. I'm not going to eat it. I make a shvu. Shvu shloi achlena. I'm not going to eat it. Shvur shleichlena, I'm not going to eat it. And guess what? There was a hell and he forgot. V'ochla, and he ate the kikar. Oy, oy, oy. I might have thought you chayiv three shvus, and a chayiv ella achas. You only chayiv for one, not chayiv for three. Why? Because we already said, ein shvur chal al shvur, and therefore, it's only one shvur altogether. Only one time he has to bring his korban oil of yurt. Now, zuhi, what we just discussed now, as well as earlier Mishnayos, Ishvuas Bitoy, Shechayom al Zoyna Makis, that if he did it b'mezid, he get him petched, Val Shigagosa, Karmen Oil V'yard. But if it was a Shoygi, Nelam, he has to bring Karmen Oil V'yard. That's Shvuas Bitoy. Oh, by the way, there's something known as Shvuas Shav. We had already Shvuas Shav. For instance, a person who says, Al Evan Shehuzov, Ishehu Isha, and things of that nature, it's nonsense. That's such a Shvuas. Chayom al Zoyna Makis, if but don't make such a shvur. You're a fool. If you do it, you're going to get muck. And he does it. Maisie gets malkis. But in shoygig, there is no carbon oil of the yard, because carbon oil of the yard is only by shvuas bitoy or shvuas eidus, but not shvuas shav. Fine. Now, zok yimar. Lomali the mister shvuas shvoy oichal, and then we continue on Shavuos Shaloi Oichlena. What's the Gemara's kasha? Says Rashi, why don't we just repeat the same words twice? Shavuos Shaloi Oichal Kikazu and Shavuos Shaloi Oichal and Shavuos Shaloi Oichal. Why do we change it to Shavuos Shaloi Oichlena?
And why do we repeat Shaloi Oichlena two times? In that, you know,
that's another kasha, but we're not up to the end.
Okay.
First kasha is why are we switching from Oichal to Oichlena? I'll tell you. Time in the Yom Shaloi Oichal and Yom Shaloi Oichlena, because he did it in that order. Oichal and then Oichlena. Once. If he reversed it, Machayev Tarti. Why? What difference does it make? Oichal Kiker Oichal Achila is because if he makes a Shavuos Shaloi Oichlena, ain't a Chayev Achi Oichal Eskula until you eat up the whole thing, because Oichlena has. You conjure up in the, or at least the definition of the word Eichlena means I'm not going to eat the entire thing. Ah, so that being the case, what happens if he makes a Shavuos Shaloi Eichlena and then he makes a Shavuos Shaloi Oichal? Eichlena means the whole thing, Oichal means even a Kazayis. So what happens, says Rashi? He originally made a Shavuos Shaloi Eichlena. After that, he made Shaloi Oichal. And then he only eats a Kazayis. He has only violated the second Shavuah. Right? He has not violated the first Shavuah. Mm-hmm. So ready? Boom! Bring your Kavan out of the yard. What happens if he continues Behelim to eat up the whole thing? He won't be over the second Shavuah. He will be now over the first Shavuah. Because he ate the... So therefore he's going to be Chayav both. And that's why you'd have to go and bring... two kabanas oil of the yard. Mm-hmm. However, in the case of our Mishnah, since he started off Shavuos Shaloi Oichal, and then he said Shavuos Shaloi Eichlena, as soon as he eats his first kizayis, he's already been over the first mm-hmm. Shavuah. Mm-hmm. Now, to continue eating, that would be a Shavuah Chala.
It doesn't work.
In Shavuah Chala Shavuah, and therefore that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah,
so
going from Loichal to Eichlena.
That's separating the word Shavuah.
Sorry, once again?
He said Shavuah.
Each time he repeated, he said Shavuah. You see the right there. Shavuah Shaloi Oichal. Look at the Mishnah. Shavuah Shaloi Oichal. Kikazu. Shavuah Shaloi Oichal. Shavuah Shaloi Oichal. So he said the word three times. However, the first time he said Oichal, and the second time he said Oichlena. Why is he only Chayiv? One, because Shin Shaloi Oichal, as soon as he eats a Gazayis, he'll already be Oiver. Any continuation of eating, he's already been Oiver, and that second Shavuah will be a Shavuah Chal al Shavuah. Therefore, says the Gemara, Ein Chayiv al Achas. However, it's the other way around. He makes a Shavuos Shaloi Oichlena, and then a Shavuos Shaloi Oichal, and he eats a Kazayis. He's not over in the first Shavuah, because he was not Oichlena, he didn't eat the whole Kikar. Only he's over on the second Shavuah. When he continues to eat, then he's going to be over on the first Shavuah. So I don't have a Shavuah Chal al Shavuah situation. And that's why the Mishnah came to tell us that Chiddush of Oichal and Oichlena, to tell you only in this order, and not faket. But Barry already pointed out, why does the Mishnah have to say three times? Shavuos Shaloi Oichal, Shavuos Shaloi Oichlena, Shavuos Shaloi Oichlena. Maybe we should continue on to it 10 times. Shavuos Shaloi Oichal, Shavuos Shaloi Oichlena. I mean, it would be enough just to say twice. Hasu Lamli,
right.
Why do you have to do the third time? Hakamashlin Chiyuvahu Daleka, Hashvua Ika. Even though we say, Ein Shavua Chal Hashvua, it doesn't mean that that second Shavua evaporates and dissipates and it's nothing. No, it's still a Shavua. It's just, it's not Chal on the first Shavuah, and that's why if the person violates these two Shavuahs by eating Behelim, he only has to bring one carbon. But it's still a Shavuah. So you're telling me, for what purpose?
Exactly. If it doesn't require a carbon over your rate, Behelim,
so what does it mean? Continue on. The Mishkachas Ravcha, if you'll ever find space, Chayla, then that Shavuah will be Chal. What do you mean? L'mayichlis l'kidr Rav, the Amar Rav, Shemnish alal rishoyna, the person made two Shavuahs, Shavuah Shaloi Oichal, and Shavuah Shaloi Oichlena, just two. He didn't make three, just two. So I already said, ain't Shavuah Chal HaShavuah, the second Shavuah is meaningless. It's ineffective. You're right. It's ineffective because ain't Shavuah Chal HaShavuah.
But it's hovering there, ready to fall down.
It's hovering in mid-air, waiting, with mechefes al pnei hamoyim. It's up there in the air, waiting to go and jump in where, if the first Shavuah goes away. He went to the roof and he said to the roof, I have tremendous charata that I made the first Shavuah, and he's going to go and he's going to wipe out the Shavuah, okay? Mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. What happens now? So I would think, okay, he's free. No. The second one is now going to swiftly fall into the shoes of the first one, and therefore he's still bound to a Shavuah not to eat. Even though the first one he was Shoyal Alas, or Heter Nedarim. And I said about Heter Shavuahs. And even though the second one I said, Ein Shavuah Chal HaShavuah. So I would think, poof, there's no second shvuah. There is a second shvuah. For what purpose? That it'll swoop down in case the first shvuah falls away, right, and it's going to take off. So to Malim Asayile, that's a beautiful halach of Rava and a very nice explanation of our Mishnah. That's why the Mishnah says it three times to tell you. Because if it only say two times, I would know this halacha that if the first one goes away, that the second one stays in its place. That's why I tell you three, to tell you, even if the first one goes away because he's shoyel, the second one is there and the third one is there, and I still have my din of shvur, ein shvur, chala shvur. Now says Yimar, this is not only Rava in the case of shvurs, but I have something similar by Naziris. They Messiah, Mishanoda Bez Naziris. A person took upon himself, he said, Harini Nazir. And then he repeated again, Harini Nazir. Guess what? He's now Machuyev, right, to have two Naziris, 30 days each. Yeah. And after each one of those 30 days, he's going to have to go and bring his Kabanis and then start all over again from the beginning. Okay, so what happens? Uman Rishayna. The person already went through the first 30 days and says, Baruch Hashem. He already has his Kabanis ready to go and bring. And then he says, you know what? This is such stupidity on my part. What did I need this for? Now, he didn't bring the Kabanis yet, because had he brought the Kabanis already, then it's already history. But since we're still in the grips of that Naziris Rishayna, he goes to the Ruv and he says, Nishal Rishayna, I have Grois Charot that I made that Naziris. And now the Ruv says, okay, Mutalach, Mutalach, and the first Naziris goes away. What happens to the second Naziris? Also, Lishniya Barishayna. He doesn't have to go now through another 30-day period. Rather, the second one will swoop in and will fill the void by the She'ela on the first one.
He's finished his Naziris. Is that second Naziris a kiyum? Is that his 30 days that he did entirely? Is that a kiyum of the second Naziris?
Absolutely. Okay. And he doesn't have to bring new Kabanis. He'll bring the same Kabanis that he has here. Right. And he saved himself 30 days and new Kabanis.
Nishal Ashniya on the Rishayna.
As you would say, it's a kasha for Masa. He was Nishal Rishayna, okay, and that's it. So now Dr. Yomar said, that's the same case as we're talking about over here. That just like over there, you Nishal Al Rishayna, and then the second Naziris falls in its place. Here too, when you Nishal Al Rishayna, the first Shvua, then also Lishniya Tachdeh. L'choy Ashtarkarai. Dr. Yomar Nishka Ashtarkarai. Hochi Hashta. You cannot compare. Hos Naziris Mia Isa. That Naziris was supposed to take place. It wasn't the question of the Naziris is hanging out there waiting in suspense. What's going to happen? He should have been mechuyev both Naziris, and because he said already knows it twice. The Chimani L'Rishoina. Now when he already counted that first 30 days, Boy Meheder, Mem L'Shnia, Boy Shaila. Then there's no question about it. He has to go and now count the second 30 days. Since now the first 30 days have been uprooted as a result of the heter, guess what? So now the second one falls into its place. But in our case, Shvushnia Mi'isa Klal. If Lule Rava, one could say no, that the second one has totally evaporated. It doesn't exist at all. Because Ein Shvur Chalal Shvur. So therefore, if he's Shoyal on his first Shvur, maybe Taka the second one would not be Chal.
It never started. It never started as well. The second Nazira started because it was there already lined up in sequence.
Exactly.
But the second Shvur, with the first were there insulating it, just bounced away right away, never landed.
It never landed. Who was ab initio, deleted, omitted, pushed the button, destroyed, exactly, finished. That's what one could say. That's why it's a grace of Chiddush of Rava, that Nishal Rishayna, Otsle Shniya Tachter, that Rava says, that in fact, by Shavuos, it has the same din, not for the same reasoning, but has the same din, just like by Naziris. And that's what our Mishnah come to tell you by saying it three times, to tell you, Rabbi said, because if you only say it twice, then the second one would be Chal after all. That's why I have to go and tell you three times, to go and tell you that if you Shoyel on your Shavuos, then the second Shavuos falls into place. And if you Shoyel on the second one, the third one falls into place, to tell you this halacha of Rava, that it's not that the Shavuos totally evaporates, but it's waiting in suspense, just in case you have a She'ela on the first. We'll stop over here, Amar Rava. This is a brand new sugya. Have a wonderful